Episode 1149, Even When You Run, I Will Follow.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I pray that your weekend has been filled with joy and that you have been able to find some restoration for your soul. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time of reflection. Even when you run, I will follow. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Why do you run away and hide? Because even when you run, I will follow. That's what God promises us. God never leaves you nor forsakes you. And where does running get you anyway? I was thinking a lot this weekend as to really my goals, where I have been talking with God and asking him, you know, where is he going to be taking me on this journey with, you know, since our new move, and where is he going to be taking the business Create Your Now? How is he going to develop that? What is his divine plan for it? I have some of my own ideas, but I know there are also some that he is yet to reveal to me, and I've really been working hard to open myself up. However, I've also been catching myself running, trying to hide. And I had to ask myself the question, where does running really get me? Yeah, maybe it gets you to a different place, but that different place is in the mess that you're already in. Running creates more messes than we care to admit. Life in itself can wreak havoc on us. You might be running from daily responsibilities of being a mom. Kids just need a break. Who doesn't? I do. Maybe you're running from supporting a husband who seems to be more of a bother. You have one of those? Yes, we all have one of those at some moments in our marriage. But some have more than others at times. Maybe you're running from overwhelm, from change and pressure. Maybe you're running from God himself. It reminds me of Jonah in the Bible. He found himself running from God. But even when you run, I will follow, says the Lord. You know, Jonah tried. He tried to escape, jumped on a boat, said, I'm out of here. You can't catch me. Oh, he did. And he really did catch him in a whale. That's one way to kind of be held captive. Can't go very far if you're caught in the belly of a whale. No telling who else Jonah spent it with. What he found in that belly of a whale. But he had a good, solid talk with God. And he came to realize that running from God wasn't the answer. God is with you always. He will never leave you nor forsake you. But what happens is we want to determine our own path. We want our own direction. We don't want distractions or unnecessary chaos if we can have it easier. Life is simple, but it's not easy. We complicate it. God doesn't. God says, look at what matters. I've given you an instruction manual, but you forget to read it. You forget to talk to me. You forget to ask me. You forget to bring in the CEO of your life, and it's God. What you have to remember is you cannot do life without God because God doesn't do life without you. You may think you can escape him, but I promise you, he will never leave your side. Never. Even when you run, I will follow. It's a beautiful promise from your Heavenly Father. Your hope is in the Lord. It's not found in some infomercial late at night. It's not found in the latest and greatest diet regimen. It's not found in clean eating. It's not found in organization. It's not found at your favorite store. It's not found in your new car. It's not found in your brand new home. It's not found with you running and hiding. Your hope is in the Lord. Psalm 33 verses 20 through 22 says this, "We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone." Where's your hope today? Are you placing your hope amongst the things of this earth? It may serve you for a moment. Money may bring you happiness. A new relationship may bring you a little bit more satisfaction. An extra trophy to put on your display case for what you've done with your extracurricular soccer team. But your hope is not of what is here on earth. Your hope is in the Lord. You trying to run and find satisfaction in this world without God? You're not going to. You're going to be running for a really long time and you're going to get tired faster and faster and faster. Stop doing life without God. Let him in. He wants to know your secrets. He wants to run with you. He wants to be a part of your life. He gives you hope, but you have to let him. So open up your heart today. Let God in. He's right there with you, because even when you run, I will follow. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.